Okay, it's Saturday the 8th of January, and this is the Manchester March for Slavery picket against the occupation of Palestine. Okay.
My name is Mahdi Chowdhury. This campaign is important to me. It's about standing up for the rights of the people of Palestine who are denied rights day in, day out. It's about standing up for justice. It's about liberating those who are oppressed. We're simply calling on people to boycott Israeli produce. Marks and Spencer support the Israeli state by trade, more than £200 million, dollars, just simply by trade, really.
Name's Robert. We're outside Marks and Spencer's store in Market Street in Manchester. Part of a picket that has taken place pretty well every Saturday since the start of the latest intifada in September 2000. And we're here outside Marks and Spencer because Marks and Spencer is the one British company that we know of which gives corporate support explicitly to Zionism and to the Israeli state, and has received awards from the Israeli state recognizing that support. Now, we've been under attack over the last 6 months by a gang of Zionists who have tried to stop us from continuing our picket, and they have attempted to use the police as part of their endeavor to get us driven off the street. We have resisted that. However, in the lead up to Christmas, the police decided to ban our protest on the grounds that it would cause obstruction with the increase in Christmas crowds. We protested that at the beginning of December, and 10 of us were arrested. We, however, will continue with that picket. We will continue to fight for our right to demonstrate on the streets of the city of central Manchester, despite what the police try to do, the Zionists try to do, or the Manchester City Council.
This is the Samba band, and they're doing all of this to collect money for the tsunami, and they're doing it around the corner as well, and they need a permit to do it. Thank you very much.